Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, we're going to take a quick break for a message from one of our partners.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, now back to the episode. Reveille, reveille, reveille! Welcome back to another edition of Zero Block 30. Today, we have a bunch of good stuff for you. We have Katie's news roundup at the end of the show. Not really the end of the show, halfway through. And Kate found a story about a dog. What is it about, Kate?
Well, okay. It's the movie Taken, essentially, right? With Liam Neeson, yep. He goes to find his daughter. Except this time, it's about a Yorkshire Terrier. And the Liam Neeson, in this case, is an Iraq veteran.
He saw
that someone's Yorkshire Terrier got stolen, didn't know the person, didn't know the dog, but was like, I will find who took it and I will report them to the police. I can't kill them. Legally, yeah, yeah. I can't kill them, but I don't know.
Really quickly,
property.
Because you guys have children and I'm going to have a child. So that movie came out right after my sister went to study abroad in Europe. And my parents said after watching it, they would have maybe reconsidered letting her go. Having now seen that movie, how would you feel about your kids studying abroad?
I think it depends on the country, honestly. Yeah. Like, because we know that there are certain countries that have more of a propensity to do sex trafficking. Like I would never want that. But like London or something like that.
But sure. That happened in Paris. They were in Paris.
Well, it's unrealistic. Mm-hmm. I think that's. I mean, but that stuff can happen anywhere. It can happen in New York City. You know.
True.
Anywhere.
Okay.
Hockey is on, and no matter the city, no matter the team, no matter the game, whether it's face-off or penalty shots, regular season or playoffs, win or lose, no matter what happens, no matter where it happens, New Amsterdam Vodka is there.
My son's probably anyway. The steam fitter, I'm not worried about it. God bless. God bless. So we're not going to Paris.
What's the fucking, so the dog story?
The dogs, here we are. Right. Okay. But I just thought this isn't a super military story, but it is the story of a veteran who stepped in to help somebody he didn't know, and I just really loved it. And it was also fascinating to me. I'm a cat lady. I don't have a dog. The dog theft in the United States, like every now and then you see a story in the news, like Lady Gaga, when her dog walker was shot so that the person could steal her two French bulldogs. That was earlier this year. But I didn't know it was like a prevalent thing. I just typed in, because I saw this story and part of the story is like how prevalent it's become. I just typed in dog theft, hit the news button, and across the country, a lady in Lakeland, Florida last week took two separate dogs, just ran up people's driveways, grabbed them and ran. A Frenchie in Encino, California was taken. The owner is offering $15,000. They're so desperate to get their dog back. Lansing, Michigan, a stolen dog was just returned. Like stories from across the country down the board.
I didn't know this was a thing.
So,
and so somebody investigated that this dog was gone, right? Like you had, somebody had to go find these dogs.
Well, yeah, I'm
right?
about to tell the whole story, but I'm setting a little, I'm context Katie here. Yeah.
Right. And the fact that we didn't start this as Ace Ventura, Pet Detective in real life.
Look,
and you went with Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
And not went there. Not, I was like, that's what I was talking about. Like, blown away that we missed this one.
Well, I have to tell you something. I've never seen that.
What?
What?
Yeah, I've never seen. I wasn't
allowed.
Is this
like a Katie Hader thing? Like,
no. I wasn't allowed to watch, I think, a lot of, what was his name? Drew Carey.
Jim Carrey would be fantastic on The Price of Right, though.
Yeah, but anyway, so here's the top five dogs that are getting stolen right now, or pardon me, the top six. Number one.
Wait, I want to hear why you didn't watch Ace Ventura.
I think it was like too crass. Any of his movies, Jim Carrey in the like back then.
You know what?
The Mask.
Talking with his butthole.
Butthole, climbing out of the rhino. I remember I would like get to see sneak peeks of it at like my cousin's houses, but in my house, I wasn't. If I tried to pick that up at Blockbuster Video, my parents were like, no, put it back.
No, I bet you, I bet you Mr. Mannion was a big In Living Color fan, and he saw Jim Carrey on In Living Color and was like, my daughter's not watching this.
No, watching this.
Anything he did,
Yeah, I think like there was weird what I couldn't watch. Ninja Turtles, but I was allowed to watch South Park, but I couldn't watch. I don't know.
Simpsons was ours. You watch The Simpsons in our house, you might as well start swimming in fire because you're going
really?
To hell.
Really? See,
yeah, we had to sneak
Simpsons.
The Simpsons as well. We could not do that.
But I MTV. Couldn't watch MTV, specifically MTV Spring Break. I was not allowed to
watch. Well, that makes sense because they had fucking titties and dicks flying all over the place.
They did.
You know what show Fred I used Durst to blowing sneak up boats? All the time when I was like fifth, sixth through eighth grade was 90210. My parents had no idea, but I was watching 90210. I had no business watching that show at 12.
Mm-hmm. What an absolute rebel. So what else do we got, Kate?
Okay. Dog theft. Huge problem across the country. And I'll get to the main story in a second. Here is the top six breeds that are getting stolen, plucked left and right across the U.S.
So I was a dog handler. You want me to say if it's worth the charges or not?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. French bulldog.
No.
Okay. German shepherd.
Yes.
Which I would, wouldn't you think that's a scary breed to steal?
Well, I want to tell you some of these breeds, why they do it.
Okay.
After we're done.
Labrador Retriever, Siberian Husky, Yorkshire Terrier, and Shih Tzu. Those are the top six. They're the Honda CRVs of dogs. They get stolen left and right kind of
thing. All right. All these dogs have one thing in common. Can you guys What's figure that? It out?
Paws, a tail, a wet nose.
Expensive the breed.
It's just the fact that they're dogs. None of these dogs have anything in common that they're just expensive. But one of the big reasons why not in cities, these aren't the most because they left some off. The number one stolen dog in the country is a Staffordshire Terrier, the pit bulls. And why do they do it? Because of dog fighting. It's still very, very prevalent. So they'll find like ones that are on the street, ones that are around, if it's in your back door, and take it as like a practice fight dog. It's a huge problem that nobody wants to talk about because it's very, very ugly. But it's
real. That's super fucked up. Well, in this case, one of the top six was stolen. Raquel, so this is in Landover, Maryland, just outside, a little east of DC, like right outside the border. Raquel Witherspoon had spent a frantic 24 hours searching for her daughter's Yorkshire Terrier after making a shocking discovery. Footage from her doorbell camera showed a young woman with dyed red hair creep up onto her front porch, throw treats to the dog named Avery, and then make off. The dog came over through the treats. She snatched it up and she ran. By the way, this comes to us from Washington Post. Witherspoon's 12-year-old daughter was distraught. It was her dog. Samaj relied on Avery for emotional support and could barely eat or sleep since he vanished. I remember when I was a kid, every now and then my cat would dip out for a few days and I would be up till like 2-3 in the morning sobbing. And that was like,
I just saw
a cat. Like
I just saw a video on Twitter. Some dude, some airline lost his dogs. So I get it. Yeah.
He was having, everyone was like, this is the only public freak out in an airport that's allowed when you look, because those are, they are like, I know it's annoying to be like, oh, I'm a dog mom. They are your fucking family, dude. Like,
right, dude. Like anybody that anybody that has animals and doesn't feel like you're part of your family, you're a monster, just a monster.
And suddenly Witherspoon's, the mom of this dog and Samaj's mom, her phone buzzes to life. She gets menacing text messages laced with profanity and misspellings. And at this point, I was like, please don't be a Marine that stole this dog.
When I saw this part, I was like, that's fucking brutal. If you're the person that stole, they're like, I stole dogs, but you don't have to go after my grammar.
Yeah. Someone said they had Avery and sent a photo of the dog in a cage. And the photo, the dog looks sad. The dog looks fucking sad as shit. And it's a really
Sarah McLachlan is actually playing in the background.
The conversation was punctuated with a threat to kill the dog and a demand for ransom. Y'all not getting y'all dog back. Y'all paying $1,200. No funnies.
I'm sorry. That's funny. Saying no funnies.
The spelling here, you can't see it, but it's very
dumb. And it's funnies possessive. So it's funny apostrophe S.
And Witherspoon was the victim of a crime that appears to be on the rise. The latest numbers show dog nappings increased 30% in the third quarter of 2022 over the same period the previous year. So it's
I thought those would be switched because I thought if you're going to steal a dog, it's in COVID time. Like, if that should be the year that everybody's stealing dogs, like, you need a little bit of companionship during that time, but not 2022. What do we need companionship for? Just go to the bar.
Yeah. Especially, you can go get a dog. Can't, I'm sorry, help me if I'm wrong here. A rescue, do you pay for a rescue?
Gus was $10.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
Gus was $10 and Baby Dale was, I think, like five. Like,
yeah, you can afford a rescue. $5.
This story kind of tells why during COVID, everybody was going to the shelters and there was this huge push to adopt the mutts and the goofball dogs and the great dogs out there. And now they're overflowing again. Remember, everyone's returning these dogs like assholes because it turns out they don't want them anymore. And people want the designer dogs. Like, they had their fun run with the little adopted dog. They sent it back. And now the Pomskys, Shih-Poos, Maltipoos, all the poos and fancy little dogs are creating a lucrative resale market where stolen dogs can fetch thousands of dollars. The crimes have grabbed headlines with sometimes surprising violence. A Maryland dog walker's arm was broken during a heist in February. A wild gunfight erupted between a Florida breeder and would-be dog nappers in 2021. And, of course, the Lady Gaga case I mentioned. Like, people are out walking their dogs and getting cornered with guns and having them taken right from them right there.
Do you feel like Lady Gaga didn't really love her animals? I mean, with as rich as she is, only offering 50 grand?
No, she offered 200 grand.
Oh, 200. I thought it was 50 grand.
No, she offered 200. I think it immediately like went up. And they found those dogs 2 days later tied to a pole. They were fine. Anyway, Witherspoon likened the loss of Avery and June to a kidnapping. It's like losing a child, she said. And she knew there was only a little bit of time before they lost track of this dog forever. So thankfully, the community showed up big time. TV reporters and a former Marine Corps intel operator.
That's the ZBT
There's the tie-in. Here's where it comes in. Avery had gone missing the night before on a Saturday. And so the mom, files a police report, but they said they're so booked, they can't look into it for at least a week. So she's like,
I mean, that makes sense. Like, you got real human problems. Like, right. I understand you can love your animal and be involved with it and think that it's a family member and all that stuff. But if an actual human person is missing, you got to look for them first.
You got to look for them. But so desperate, Witherspoon said she felt like she had nowhere to turn but the media. On the Monday after Avery was stolen, she stood in front of Channel 7 news cameras and told a reporter that the dog meant the world to her family. There's images of the daughter and how sad she is. And this man, Rick Mackamer, saw it. Mackamer, who lives in Arlington, said he had been troubled by recent reports of dog nappings locally. I have two dogs of my own. He owns a Norwegian elk hound and a Pomeranian. I couldn't fathom my reaction. I know. I couldn't fathom my reaction if someone took one, especially if they sent a picture of one in a cage. Mackamer served in the Iraq War gathering human and signals intel. He said he was honored for taking part in operations that helped capture the insurgents and Al-Qaeda leaders in Al-Anbar province. And he now runs corporate and intel company called Dark Ember. Dark Ember. He performs opposition research for political campaigns and other digging. Let me tell you. It seems a little evil.
Yeah.
But I would love that work. It's wrong, but it would feel so right.
I'm not saying anything. Yeah, no, I think it's very fascinating. And I'm not saying one way or the other, but there's a documentary, and I'm sure you folks have seen Roger Stone, and he is a figure that's almost like a cartoon. And there's a documentary about all the stuff he's been known to do. And this is a very big cottage industry down there in DC. Interesting.
I wish somebody had used Dark Ember on George Santos before he got elected, because then he could have told you, actually, this guy also not great with dogs.
23 walks into the bar and that some guy's job. What do you do?
Oh yeah. I don't care if he's digging up the politicians I like, buddy. That's interesting as hell. And mysterious.
So just a tangent. For 23-year-old Kate, I have a buddy. He has a flannel shirt, and it says, like, the U.S. Olympic team from, like, 2010. And his thing back in the day was to tell girls, like, oh, yeah, I was on the bobsled team. I think that would totally work with 23-year-old Kate.
Oh, a guy told me he was a hot air balloon pilot once, and I almost walked right out the door. He was lying. I came this close.
I mean, anytime you can get with a hot air balloon pilot, I mean, how many of those can there be? There's got to be less than 2,000 in the country.
That's what I said to myself. I said, you have to.
There's got to be less hot air balloon pilots in the United States than there are professional baseball players.
Oh, absolutely. Chaps,
that's exactly what I said. That's job security.
Yeah.
That's a guy who can provide. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You're always going to need that hot air. Always.
Always.
It's like plumbing.
I looked at the Dark Ember website, by the way. It's got like the, you know, when you see Navy SEAL movies and like the words pop up across the screen, like digitized, like beep, 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 oh, 300. It's like very much like
that. Oh, yeah. I love that shit.
Please come on the show.
Right.
Let's have a beer.
Yeah. No, oh.
Too much. McAmer said he, anyway.
Aruga.
Let's reset. He's doing a very great thing here. McAmer said he took note that the doppelganger had demanded, oh, wait a second, dog napper. Going. Okay. Yeah,
that's, no, it's okay. No clapping needed. Let's keep it rolling.
McAmer said he took note that the dog napper had demanded a ransom by phone. So that number, that phone number, was a crucial clue that he might be able to trace. He also connected with Witherspoon. Any detail, he like went like picked her brain for every single detail that possible, and he set to work. First, he ran the dog napper's phone number through an online database, got nothing. The phone was unregistered. He used software to try and extract the geolocation data from the video of Avery in the cage, but none existed. He said he even waded through customer reviews of local salons near Witherspoon because of the red dyed hair. It's like, if this is a local person, I can call these salons and be like, did anyone get their hair dyed bright red recently? Which is smart. Like, honestly,
yeah, it really is. I mean, when people go through these investigations, sorry, Kate, but there so many of these investigations, the way that things go blows my mind. Like the way that investigators and detectives figure this shit out now, like that murderer that's in Idaho.
Yeah.
And the way that they went and found his geolocation based on cell phone pings. And then they went and they're like, OK, it was here. Let's check the highway cameras to see. And then they find out where he is on the highway going back. There, it is impossible to kill somebody and get away with it now. I don't even know why people try. You can't do it.
Beyond just killing someone, to commit a crime these days, I think even if you tried to think of every possible point where you might slip up, there's going to be something you didn't think of, and that's how you're going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I bring up my trained hawk with a knife in its talons.
Yeah,
I could kill someone in the woods that way. No,
I don't think
it
needs a knife in its talons because its talons are basically knives.
It makes it, well, no, because the police would say somebody with a knife killed this person. Oh my god, a hawk with a talon.
Yeah,
see, this is
point.
Why you would never, you get
all right. I would never.
Anyway, McAmer said he tried one last trick. He put the dog napper's phone number in his iPhone contacts, which link to Instagram accounts. So it's linked to his Instagram accounts. So if he puts the phone number in his, it goes through his Instagram and it finds any accounts associated with that number through his, I didn't understand this, but basically it's something with how Instagram's connected to our phones, and by proxy, it can find, you know how it's always suggesting shit and finding shit like through a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend type thing.
This 1984 shit, gotta say it. Yeah. Like, this is fucking crazy, man.
Yep.
Well, so Instagram recommended he follow any accounts associated with that number, and lo and behold, a body piercing business near Witherspoon's Land Rover home popped up. The account
that doesn't
had a-
shock me at all. Body piercer are an absolute wild cards.
Yes.
Anytime you'll just take somebody's clitoris with a little bit of snappers and pull that thing out so you can shove an earring through it.
The High Noon El Prez Pack is here featuring my top four High Noon Vodka Seltzer flavors. These flavors include passion fruit, pineapple, pear, an all new flavor, tangerine, all made with real vodka, real juice. This 12 pack is only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Just look for the pack with my face on it. You can even scan the QR code in the pack and have me virtually join your party. Visit highnoonspirits.com to find the El Prez pack nearest you.
Wild card.
I remember I skipped school senior year of high school, went into Philly down to South Street to get my friend's nipples pierced with her. And it was when we were there, was shot a second floor place in a shit. I was like, maybe we shouldn't be here.
I would have thought the nipple on, especially the areola, way too sensitive for that.
Got cheesesteaks at Jim's afterwards. That's great. Anyways, McAmer followed. So the body piercing account linked to the owner's personal Instagram account. McAmer follows that link and discovers a tantalizing lead. The owner had posted about another dog missing in the neighborhood, in Witherspoon's neighborhood, right before Avery was taken. So it was kind of like, he's like, is this the dog thief being like, oh no, look at all these missing dogs, we got to help find them, to throw people off their scent and never suspect that they were the ones taking the dog. McAmer then Googled until he located a social media post about that dog, got all the details on that, and that Ring camera also had a person with red hair stealing the dog. So through this, whatever, I don't know if anyone's tracking this or not.
No, it's great.
So the post featured a photo of police talking to the family about the dog, the family whose dog had been stolen, including camera footage of, yeah, the Ring, whatever, just repeating myself. But he felt a rush of excitement here. He wasn't 100% sure, but he's like, I'm pretty sure we know who the dog napper is now.
It's got to be a rush to get that close and solve it.
Oh, absolutely.
But
he goes,
I feel like every woman that's 30 to 40 years old knows how to do this on Instagram.
Yeah, we've talked about this, chaps. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit that they all find just
it's amazing.
The internet is unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
It's unreal.
Oh, I had a guy message me some nasty thing on Saturday night, and I'd had a couple nooners. Mm-hmm. And right away, I was like, awful rude for a high school assistant basketball coach at Blank High School to be sending me that, bitch. It took me 2 seconds, you moron.
And then immediately the account's gone.
And immediately they got, no, I was like, I would never post this, but just be better.
Yeah.
Whatever. I've had some news.
There you go. That, you mommed him big time.
I mommed him. I was like,
That's so
or
good.
Make a private account to harass
We're not.
On.
I'm not mad. Just disappointed that you sent this vulgar shit.
Right. Anyways, so time was of the essence now that he's saying, so he goes through their social and finds the hat. Like he figures out where the house is located by going through their social. And he knows time is of the essence, he said, because another dog stolen in DC last year was found dead in an abandoned home in Maryland. If I knew that's how my pet went out, I would like never, I'd be whatever. He texted Witherspoon about what he found, and Witherspoon had been doing her own research. You were right about us, ladies. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my God, I came to the same conclusion. Let's fucking go. They take the info to the police. 2 days later, a Prince George County detective said, I have Avery. I'm on my way.
Oh, so, wow.
Gets to bring the dog. So shout out. They got the dog. Ultimately, the person who took it, a 16-year-old girl. So they can't disclose the information or whatever on who that was. But Samaj, the little girl whose dog it was, they said it was like those homecoming videos. The dog was leaping all over the place. So excited to see her. She was so excited, too. But in closing, this shit's on the rise. If you're in a high theft dog area, I don't know where this is, but people leave their dogs outside cafes and all this stuff all the time. Have a good fence, get one of those cameras, GPS collar, microchip, and make sure your animal's spayed or neutered. Animals that are not spayed or neutered obviously are more valuable, especially if they're a rare breed, because then they can make more money off them.
I want to say I could have had two Price's Right jokes today, but I passed up on the spayed and neuter one with Bob Barker.
Thank you. But shout out to that Marine, McAmer, for doing that and using his old skills from the Corps to figure out who this person was and get this little girl. Like, that would have fucked up her whole childhood.
This guy should go back into intel. He should be a part of NSA. That's where these people with these skills go. Question at the end of this. If you had something that was very valuable to you, would you rather go with the FBI or Reddit to solve the case? Like, let's say Spork is taken. And they give you the option. The FBI director, Chris Ware, comes in and he's like, Kate, we understand Spork is gone. He was kidnapped off your balcony in East Rutherford. Do you want us to work on it or do you want Reddit? Which one do you pick?
What I would do is I'd still go FBI, but then I would track the Reddit.
Simultaneous investigation.
And tell them, here's what Reddit's saying. Are you guys doing this? I would drive them nuts in that way.
Yeah. Like the investigation version of WebMD?
Yeah. You'd have another investigation going pretty on much. Side by side with the FBI. You can't ignore their resources, because I have to imagine they have a little bit more than what's at Reddit's disposal. But I think you're still leveraging Reddit. So maybe the answer is both.
Agree. Completely agree. Let's move on to Katie's news of the week. What do we got here?
Boop, 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 boop. Guys, 3-6 is at it again. Remember, they were getting roasted. They were getting roasted. They were the rifle butt of a lot of jokes back in 2018
and
when
still,
they lost.
Like, it's still going
on. It's still an ongoing joke. They lost two rifles. They basically got dragged through the dirt for it for forever. And now, guess what? They are now missing a Sig Sauer M18 handgun as well as two magazines. So, and who broke this news that it made it to actual news outlets? Terminal Lance, of course. He posted something kind of poking fun at him for it and being like, oh my God, here we go again. And next thing you know, military.com's like, here's the whole history of 3-6 screwing up, blah, blah, blah. So,
and the commander is probably like, fuck, man. Like, you don't want to be that battalion commander.
No. And you think like, oh, man, one in two weapons here and there, though, that go missing. Like, that's bad and that sucks. And it's probably some whatever selling it on eBay. So I remember I've said this 10 million times on the show now, but we had a guy try to sell NVGs, night vision goggles, on eBay so that he could pay for his wife's boob job. And he went to the brig for it. And
did she get the boobs, though?
She did. Yes, she did. And then that was part of the downfall. Mm-hmm. Anyway, according to Task and Purpose, missing weapons, big problem. At least 1,900 were lost or stolen between 2010 and 2019, the majority being rifles and handguns. Approximately 1,300 of those, U.S. Army cons. Get it together, dude.
No, I'm telling you, it's ridiculous too when you're doing like an inventory of all your equipment and you can't find just one thing. I mean, I've definitely been part of inventories that it's 10, 11 o'clock at night and you're just begging people, like, if you have it, we don't care, just bring it back so we can go home.
Right.
It's obnoxious.
It's rough. I guess you guys are the 3-6 of the military losing all those weapons, Army. Get it together. Fort Irwin, they lost an M240 Bravo machine gun in August of last year, lest we forget. But yeah, it happens. Yep. All right. Up next, Russian deaths in Ukraine. In an update on Saturday, the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine said that over the previous just 24 hours, 860 Russian troops had been liquidated.
What a word.
I know. I like that.
I'm taking the total number of losses since the start of the invasion to 120,160. Shout out to me for reading that number correctly. In the last month alone, Ukraine claims more than 20,000 of those deaths took place. Now,
and our DOD is saying different numbers for those, because I think Ukrainians are like pumping those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers.
Yep. So Ukraine is saying over 120,000. Russia is saying only 5,937.
That's absurd.
And like the U.S. is saying neither of those is correct, but it's probably closer to the losses are probably closer to Ukraine's number than Russia's.
Yeah,
estimate.
the commander of the Joint Chiefs, Miley, right? Millie. Yeah, he said 100,000. They said that him and the UK together, they said 100,000 is the estimate.
Pretty substantial number there that has been crossed. Up next, another military cancer leak. Nine military officers who had worked decades ago at a nuclear missile base in Montana have all been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's a blood cancer. Nine of them. So there are indications the disease may be linked to their service, according to the military.
No doy.
Yeah. Yes, of course. They were missileers. I've never heard of this job.
I never either, but that shit's fire.
Listen to this. 23-year-old
Kate walks in and there's a missileer in there.
This is what they do. They ride in caged elevators way deep underground into small operations bunkers encased in thick walls of concrete and steel. They remain there for days sometimes, ready to turn the launch key for nukes if ordered by the president. So whenever shit gets real spicy, they have to go down there and hang out and wait by the fucking switch. That's their job.
I bet they have zero cell service down there. Zero.
Yeah. Oh, there's probably nothing. You better bring a good... You get down there and you realize you forgot your book and you're whatever.
I have a take on this job.
Sure.
What are the chances they tell them ahead of time, like, hey, just so you know, doing this job has all of these possible ramifications, and all these people were just like stuck in some unit that they hated in some other job, and they're like, I'll just go do this. I get it. I might get cancer one day, but I'm going to do it anyway. And maybe they got hazard pay.
Dude, I think that absolutely could have happened. We like shake our head no, but it could happen. I mean, I had it in my brain of something that was, Robert Sweat that we talked about a few weeks ago. We reran his interview. He knew that being aerial gunner, the life expectancy in World War II was 12 seconds. And when he knew that, he was like, well, that's the job I want to do. Like, there is totally that mindset, just like going recon or going SEAL or going special
forces.
But
that's a little different than being like, hey, go do this missileer job. And 40 years from now, your grandkids are being born and you're going to have blood cancer. Like, I don't think.
No, it's drastically different. But I think like military people wanting danger or wanting something that is could kill you.
I bet you it. I guarantee you. I guarantee, like I know. I bet you they got additional pay in some form or fashion.
Hazardous duty, probably.
Hazardous duty, yeah, that's like absolutely. And if you're 19, yeah. But dude, if you're 19, yeah. No, but if you're 19 and they're like, hey, you're going to get 300 extra bucks a paycheck, you're like, all right, cool, sign me up.
If yep. I had to guess, they were given zero warning about anything. Like the time that they moved us suddenly out of our barracks and then had to sign a paper saying we'd never been exposed to asbestos and we didn't have a choice but to sign it. It's like, oh, shit. But if I had to guess, they probably did stand around in the smoke pit going, oh, yeah. This is totally going to give us cancer someday, much like us around the burn pits.
And when we were in use lighters, they just put it on their
this
skin.
This is going to fuck my world up when I'm like 60.
Right.
Anyways, so.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The moral of that story, stay in contact with your friends, because who knows 20 years from now, they probably started to figure that out through their reaching out to their
media.
Buddies and hearing
like,
what's going on.
Hey, something wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Oh,
yeah.
That's crazy. We all have blood cancer. Okay. Finally, Fort Bragg Special Forces. We just had a whole ass episode about them the other week with, 13, 14 people being arrested in a possible sex and drug trafficking ring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, this is very sad. Staff Sergeant Jimmy Lee Smith III, he was only 24 years old. He was shot and killed. He was an NCO with 3rd Special Forces Group right off base over the weekend. And then another soldier in Army Special Forces Command at Fort Bragg was arrested on attempted murder charges tying to the shooting of his fiance. And again, this comes on the heels of the drama from last week. So I'm assuming Special Forces Command at Fort Bragg is just reeling right now.
Yeah, their heads are spinning
holy
for
fuck,
sure.
It's like one hit after the next.
If the NCO, like the other one, you know, tied to his fiance, who knows what that had to do with, but I wonder if that NCO, if that had anything to do with the nefarious activity and maybe somebody unrelated to the military was coming to exact some revenge or something related to the trafficking and the drugs and things of that nature.
Who
All
knows?
I know,
you just know
is
it's
that
wild down there.
They've lost control of their entire special forces group. So there's a lot of very highly trained dudes with zero oversight or something.
I don't know how you have this much stuff of the last couple months at Fort Bragg and you don't remove the commanding general. Like, I don't know how that happens. Like, where, because how could you possibly have the faith and confidence of your superior leadership if all these things are happening, even if it's just a public facing image thing? Like, kind of what Russia is doing. Like, they're getting their ass kicks on the battlefield and they'll be like, all right, we're going to take this person off, put in a new person, they're going to get their ass kicked too. I'm not saying changing out the commanding general will do fuckle, but it is really, that's the way that the military's always been. A bunch of people fucked up in the same unit, same base, whoever the commander is, get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if we see that coming down the pipe soon. So, I mean, at this point, the media attention. And finally, on a much happier note, Buzz Aldrin, age 93, just married the love of his life, Dr. Anka Faur. And she is a beaut, folks.
She is. And I will say, I was so pumped to see her name start with doctor in here, because otherwise you're looking at Buzz Aldrin and that woman and you're like,
you fell for it, dude.
She's doing a little grave robbing here, like wants to get some of Buzz's stuff. But she's successful too. Apparently, Buzz just slanging that fucking astronaut dick all over the room. Love that.
I have no idea the answer to this question. What do you think his net worth is?
Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah.
I would say he probably has a couple mil just based off of speaking engagements. I mean,
right?
With somebody like that, like, we know people that have high level awards that you can go get $15,000-$20,000 for a speaking engagement. I bet he has probably a few million.
Internet
that,
saying 12 milli.
I believe 12.
If it's more.
Yeah.
I
would believe 12.
10
too.
To 20. That sounds right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were talking to me about finances the other day and they're like, well, do you have at least half a mil saved up yet? And I was like,
mom, I'm under 40. No, like people our age, this in this economy, buddy.
That's the cost of my son eats 3 eggs every morning. I'm going into debt right now. It's insane.
It's a carton of eggs, Michael. What could it cost?
$14.
And the answer now is yes.
Yes, like that's,
that is how much it costs. One more thing before we get into save rounds and alibis, you got to go buy our new shirt. We dropped, you guys liked the ones that we had with the good initiative, bad judgment. So we come out with a couple different military sayings. One of those is firewatch. The other one is improvise, adapt, and overcome. All of those are on hoodies, t-shirts, things like that. You go to the Barstool store, but shop.barstoolsportsstore.com. That's where you can get all that.
It's I still fantastic. Think it's adapt, improvise, and overcome.
I do too. Like, I think it's improvise, adapt,
it flows
and overcome.
Better.
That's what I've said. It makes more sense saying the other way, saying adapt.
We'll sell it both ways, and you pick which one fits best for you.
Yeah, well,
I mean, we did a poll on Twitter, and it said, "How did you learn it? Either improvise, adapt, overcome, or adapt, improvise, overcome." And it wasn't close. It was 75% to 25% in favor of improvise, adapt, overcome.
Well, they're wrong. But I still
and we still had that poll where I was completely wrong. Where I always say alt control delete, and you guys say control alt delete.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What an idiot. Well, here we go to the rest of the show. All right, let's move on to some save rounds and alibis. Cons, we will start with you. What do you got, my friend?
Yeah, so a little bit of a rough weekend given the outcome of the Giants-Eagles game in my house. Oh. But, Kate, Kate, I debated telling you this, all right? And this isn't a joke. This is dead serious.
Go on.
My cousin is a police officer in the Rutherford Police Department. Okay?
Did people call in my fart sign?
The chief of police was made aware. And no, legit. They were considering citing you for public vandalism and coming to your house. That's where they were at. I'm just letting you know.
I wish they would.
If you're messing with me or not, but I wish
they
would.
No, I'm dead serious.
I wish they would.
So, for quick contest, when I get off my train in the town I live in, East Rutherford, it's like home of the stadium where the Jets and Giants play. So this weekend on Saturday morning, I ran over and it says home of the, and I covered the S in Giants with a big white piece of paper. And I wrote, and I had a red and blue sign that said farts in big letters. So it said home of the giant farts instead of Giants. And I was taping it up in the broad daylight and this guy came over to me and I was like, oh, he's going to yell at me. And he's like, oh, I'm a Jets fan. Do you need any help getting that up there? And I was like, I'm fine. Thank you.
See, community coming together. That's beautiful.
And yeah. I said to him, it's windy and this is paper. Like, I'll be back to later tonight. I'll check and make sure it's fully down. And it wasn't fully down at midnight. When I got back after the Eagles won, it was still half up. So I took the rest down.
Did you really?
I did. I took the rest down like the good citizen I am. Because they suffered enough. But I wish they would have.
Can you imagine if you got arrested for a sign like that? That would be hysterical.
Yeah. So people were mad about that?
Lock her up.
Yeah. But then Saturday, I just had a tour de force Saturday of eating. We went out to brunch. We went to get coffee after brunch. I decided I needed a freaking slice of a quiche while I was getting coffee. It was just, and then we went to a friend's house for dinner. There were
buddy,
appetizers.
That's sympathy weight. You're starting your sympathy weight journey. So
I'm telling you right now, there have been multiple times because now, you know, we're getting a little along and the weight's starting to come because she's growing a human inside of her, which is perfectly normal.
That'll happen. Yeah.
She's getting mad that I'm not gaining as much weight. So I feel like I have to do that. So
do it. Yeah. Man. Like freshman, you got to put on the wifey 15.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're at in our pregnancy journey. So that's all I got.
What about you, Kate?
I had something. Come on, brain. Obviously, go Eagles. That's super fun. No. Wait, time out. I had something. Oh.
Hey, guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
I went to the Gladwin VFW that everybody donated, helped fix up. I went on Friday night, and when I walked through the door, like, tears came to my eyes. Like, it was, the place was buzzing. It was their soft opening, and they were opening the next day. I pulled in. It started at 7 p.m. The lot was already full. And you know in Home Alone, when he's walking down the street and he's looking in the windows and the windows are glowing and everyone's happy inside?
Yes.
I could see through the window that the place was buzzing and everybody was in there hugging each other and so happy. Man. And like, I teared. I was like, oh my God. Everyone was in such a good mood. So many people were saying, like, tell everybody who donated that we said thank you. Like, they were just so happy. Veterans from every era were there and their family members. They had a ton of great hoagie spread, I have to say.
Okay.
And the following day they said was going to be like cars parked all the way down the street, like completely packed for the Eagles game. And they were fully back in. So like they still have to rebuild their whole, the hall where they do events and stuff like that, which is their real like moneymaker and everything. But they said for now, the bar is officially open and the hangout area. And so veterans have a place to go again in that area.
The Vietnam guys are like, finally another place to rip heaters inside.
Yeah. And they were like, it's amazing because they obviously no smoking in there anymore. Right. They're like, it's a fresh slate.
Do they actually abide by that? Most VFWs
they're abiding by
don't.
That. Wow. Now that they redid it, they're like strictly abiding by it. But they were all just so excited. Everybody was just really, it was amazing. So it was great. And other like a local restaurant that went out of business donated all of her glassware and silver. Like everyone in the community came together to donate art, furniture, their time painting and volunteering to help keep the cost down. Like it's just really cool. So that's that. Very good vibes. Thank you again to everybody.
That is good vibes. Surprised you forgot that, Kate. Kind of disgusting behavior, honestly. my save round is one. You guys know I'm not a big business guy. I don't know shit about like finances or doing that kind of stuff. I've never been involved in that world. I hope to God I die at 85 and never involved with that world because that's not how my brain works. I got told, it kind of took my wind out of my sails a few minutes ago about this because I got an email last night from a board member, another board member on a nonprofit that I'm part of, Patrol Base Sabate, if you want to check it out. And they were sitting out. We had to vote on this new thing. It's my first vote as a board member, which I felt fancy as fuck just doing that. And then I look at one of the emails and it said, if you want to contact me, email my executive assistant at in the signature block. I thought that's the biggest power move I've ever seen. Like in my life, that was the biggest. And I texted my wife and she's like, dude, that's common. Like everybody does that shit.
Excuse me.
If you're in the C-suite, you do that.
Yeah. I was an executive assistant right after I got out of the Marines at Comedy Central in the production department.
I can't imagine you doing that job.
I was the president of production for all of Comedy Central. I was the executive assistant and I fucked her life up.
I bet.
I fucked up travel.
You actually have to read emails when you do that.
I fucked up meetings. I would always pop my head in and be like, excuse me, Megan. I'm so sorry. Your meeting started 20 minutes ago. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Well, do you have the PIN number for the dial-in? No. Oh my God. I forgot. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Oh boy. I fucked that up. So anyway, yeah, it's a great job though. Great game.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times though, too, I mean, I don't know how I feel about that in the signature block. Cause it's kind of like, I know that exists, but a lot of times when you're dealing with people, they'll like reply to your email and they'll be like, hey, copy in so-and-so to get this all squared away and it's their EA. Totally understand that, you know, and once you're in the C-suite, you have an EA. But maybe I've just never seen it in a signature.
Even
block.
The term EA is fancy. Like that's a fancy term. Even just then I was impressed. Second thing, Cardi, my kid, is getting so fucking funny, man. Like there's this development with a kid's brain. Like once they get nine, the 9 to 11 shift is huge. And Cardi, we were playing Madden this week because they want to learn some football. So I'm using the Madden plays to kind of explain who's who. And they're just so funny in their class. Like every time we go someplace, the other kids are like laughing at what McCartney says. They got me so good yesterday. It's one of the hardest I've ever laughed in my life. So have you guys ever seen it? I had never seen it until yesterday. When normal people give like daps and you like go fist to fist or whatever.
Yeah.
You guys know. And then you have like the Big Hero 6 where they go for it and then like blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm talking about?
My favorite thing to do when someone's going to, I grab their hand and I go stick shift.
Oh, close.
Shift their gears on them. They don't see it coming.
This one is, I guess it's taken the storm of like elementary school. Cardi goes up there like, give me some dap, dad, after I scored a touchdown in Madden. And I go it and they're like, jellyfish, like away from, instead of the knuckles, they just go jellyfish. And then that's not the funny part. Last night, we're going to bed. It's always like a big to-do. Cardi wants to give you like a million hugs, a million kisses. Good night, good night, good night. And it's to the point now. It's like, kid, you're 10 and a half. It's a little much.
Like, it's like leaving a family party when you're Irish. Yeah, it takes 45 minutes to get out the door.
It's exactly like that. So I was like, all right, give me one more hug. And Cardi goes in, almost touches me, like chest to chest. And as soon as they get there, they back up and go, jellyfish, out of nowhere. And I wasn't expecting it, so I fucking lost it. And then when they think they made me laugh or they know I laughed, then they just keep going because they're like, oh, dad's laughing. He's going to bring out the chipmunk voice soon. Just so much fun, man. Being a dad's the best. Can't wait for you to do it. Con's excited for Nick. He's been sending pictures of it. Yeah. The ZBT fam continues to go. Kate's kids are dropping deuces on the table. My kids are doing all kinds of shit. Con's is going to have thick shit when he gets there. He's talking about his wife gaining weight. You can't do that on the podcast. Ask Clem.
Shit, I'm going to get in trouble.
We had to cancel Podfathers partly because Clint told the story of the time that his wife was almost going to have babies and he had to tweak her nipples in front of his in-laws. It's on the retreat.